Me and a little Irish as well, but that's only the drinking side. But anyway, well, how have you been, my friend? It's been a little while since I've had a chance to see you. Usually the only time I get to see you, because you are the Farm and Ranch Safety Director for NDSU, is usually at farm shows, and we've actually got them coming up here pretty soon. But you didn't know you got safety school and tractor safety school. How's your summer been so far?
It's been wild. I'll tell you what, we had three awesome, just about back-to-back weeks of farm safety camp in May and June, and they went really well. We had 45 kids between the three camps in Williston, Fargo, and Bismarck, and so we just had another great season of really, really good kids that are excited about working on a farm and want to learn how to do it safely.
And not that I want to volunteer you for more time, but I think you could probably do Fargo every year and then do three more, but you probably don't need four.
We fill every year that the Fargo location, or the east location, yeah. I should say, because we try and rotate around the eastern part of the state, but that one fills within the first day or two that we open it up, and I don't know why it just does. And so it's fun when you've got a program that becomes so popular it pretty much sells itself. And who would have ever thought a farm safety program sells itself? Usually you have to pull teeth to get people to come, but we must be doing something right, because it just seems to explode every year we offer it.
Yeah, and your program, that particular program, is expanded too. It's not just about tractors anymore. I mean, right? You got ATV training there. You've got fork.
Yeah, you bet. It's grown so much. I mean, when we first started, it really, you have to start somewhere, right? And it really focused on heavy on the tractor side, because remember too, it is our certification program. So it's the U.S. Department of Labor's certification program that allows those 14 and 15 year olds to then, if they pass our program, then they can legally work on a farm or a ranch that's not their own family. So we still keep that certification key close to our heart. That's the whole point of our program. But also, we've really just expanded it, like you've said, to include more things that we know these young people are interacting with on a farm. So ATV, skid steer, livestock handling, farm first aid. I mean, we cover so much, because we know these kids are also exposed to so many different jobs when they're working on a farm.
And be looking at what, the early stages of 2026 for the announcement again for these great dates?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So coming up in the fall, our team of, you know, this camp program would not exist without our amazing county-based extension agents. I can't do this program by myself, and so it's really our heart and soul of the program is our extension agents that come and not only help, but they're huge instructors and teachers in this program. So this fall, we'll actually sit down, we'll talk through what went well, what are some things we need to work on, but also what are going to be our new locations and our dates for 2026. So once we get those hashed out this fall, then we'll get an announcement out there as soon as we can, so families can get it on their calendars.
Okay, quick question. Am I going to get to see you in 3 weeks in Minnesota, or are you not going this year?
I don't think I'll be going to Farm Fest this year. Okay. I just don't. I don't think it's in the cards for me. We've got some other programs coming up and some things I'm working on, so I unfortunately don't think I'll be able to come down there and see you.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll be at Big Iron anyway, right? That's only a month after
that. Of course. Of course. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we better get to the reason why I got you on in the first place, and that is, this a new program? It's, what is it, RF-Dash program. It's coming to North Dakota. It's rural firefighters delivering an egg safety and health program, and it's actually coming up. Is it the first of many? Is it just one? It's coming up this weekend. I know that, near Castleton.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this, Eric. This is something I've been looking at for a long time. So this RF-Dash program was really developed out of the National Farm Medicine Center based in Wisconsin. And it's a program that really is focused on how do we help prepare and prevent agricultural-related injuries for farmers and ranchers. And the target audience, the target training audience, is really farmers and ranchers, of course, but also, you know, rural fire departments and rural EMS folks, because what this program focuses on is how can we, so a lot of times our rural EMS folks and our rural firefighters are also farmers and ranchers mm-hmm. themselves. And so how can we take that and use that to our advantage when it comes to if we've got an emergency on a farm site, what are some things we need to be thinking about? You know, farms have very complex, you know, storage systems that are run on different types of fuel or electricity, and how do we shut things down? And what does our farm even look like in terms of hazards? You know, what is a hazard on the operation? And so this training is designed to really look at that preventative approach, put together a farm map of your own farm operation, which we'll get to do hands-on at the John Hagel farm where we're going to be at near Castleton on Saturday, and help producers be more aware. Like, our goal isn't, you know, oh geez, you've got this hazard. That's not the point. The point is, how do we get some education out there to first off prevent some injuries and fatalities from happening in the first place, but then also be prepared if and when an emergency does strike on your farm. Do you have a map you can give first responders to know where the shutoff valve is for your propane or your electricity if you're working on a grain bin site or whatever the case may be? So I'm super excited. I think it's going to be an opportunity for us to then replicate this program, because obviously we can't have this team. We can't afford to have the team right. come out across North Dakota, you know, every year. But if we get trainers trained up within our own state, then we can start offering it all across counties in North Dakota and really work with our rural firefighters and our farmers and ranchers to be on the prevention side versus, yeah. you know, focusing on the rescue or intervention side.
Yeah, and I know, Angie, this is a very hands-on program, and you're not allowing, like, 100 people to do this. It's limited, right?
You are spot on. We are limited to 25 people. And so I'm happy to report, Eric, we only have 3 spots left. I don't know what happened over the weekend, but it exploded. And so we want to show this team how excited North Dakota is to offer a program like this. So we're trying really hard to get this class filled up.
Okay. Well, of 3 left, I would say the odds are pretty good, but we better not take it for granted. Or if you've been looking at this, make sure you get signed up. So let's give, like, for information, or is there like a general website people can check out?
You bet. Yeah, if you go to rf-.org, O-R-G, you'll be quickly drawn up to their website, and you click on the RF-training, and Castleton, North Dakota will pop right up. And so you click on that, and that's the link that'll take you to get registered, because there is a free meal provided, but you got to register. We really want to make sure that we have a head count, because like you said, this is such a hands-on program. We're actually going to be at the Castleton Fire Chief John Hagel's farm outside of Castleton, and so we're going to be doing some walk-around and some hands-on activities that day as well.
What are the hours of the event?
It is an all-day kind of class style. We are from 8 to 4.
Okay. I am going to try and make it over. The bad news, well, I mean, that would be good news. Bad news is we're leaving on Sunday for the state fair. So I'm like, I got one day off. So I'm like, but I should probably come over and check it out. So
no, just having you there is great. And when you need to leave, you need to leave. So I'm excited to have you there. That'll okay. be awesome.
I will definitely work on checking that out. I'll have to find out is it the Hagel Farm? Is that how you say his last name? I don't think
yep.
I've ever said his
yep.
last name before. Okay. Well, we will dig that
yep,
up.
And his address is on the website when you go to that training website. So it is his 911 emergency address. So you will be able to plug that into your Google Maps, your whatever GPS you use, and take you out to his place.
Okay. Very cool. Last question for you. And I don't know that you have like reports brought to you or anything, but safety wise, how have we been doing so far in our region?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and I get asked that all the time. You know, oftentimes, you and I have had this conversation so much, so I feel like I repeat it all the time, but it's, you know, a lot of times we don't know about ag injuries or fatalities unless they make the news, and on that front, it's been pretty mild, but that's not to say, you know, somebody hasn't, you know, gone to the emergency room for an incident, but it just may not have made the news,
right.
But if you're looking at, you know, solely news reports, knock on wood, we've been pretty good this summer in terms of, you know, not seeing many injuries or fatalities and such. And, yeah. and this past storm situation really, really threw a wrench in things. We're very lucky that we didn't lose more lives than we did. That could have been a very, very different situation and such. So far, knock on wood, I think we're sitting really well for the summer season.
You're 100% right, but again, always be vigilant and be careful, and especially for the young ones out there. But you hit it on the head. What I was going to bring up, we've had more problems, I think, from the weather this year and those bad storms that we had several weeks ago than maybe farm accidents yeah. in general. But that doesn't mean we need to be paying attention.
The cleanup process is what scares me. I mean, we're working, you know, you've got complete grain bins that are crushed out in wow. the middle of a field. You've got irrigator pivots that look like someone's, you know, taken their fists and wrung them out like a wet rag. I mean, there's trees, full on uprooted trees that are laying out in the fields now. So I just really caution when we're still working on cleanup, which is still gonna be a while, folks. This isn't it doesn't just come and walk away the next day. It takes quite a bit of people and crews and equipment. So when you're working with that type of team, make sure you're communicating, and especially during this, we're having some heat. I know it's going to cool down in a couple of days, but nonetheless, it's still July. It's going to heat up. So making sure you stay hydrated and take breaks. It's not worth getting heat stroke or heat stress or getting hurt, quite frankly, over cleanup. So just pace yourself, take some time, and take care of yourself first.
And here's the thing, you'll get heat stroke before you realize it. So it's like it's too late.
Oh, absolutely. You know? I mean, that you can get very, very sick from heat stroke. My dad had it. It's not fun. It's a dangerous situation. If you get to that point, that person needs medical attention immediately. So don't second guess yourself on that one.
Angie Johnson, Extension Coordinator, Farm and Safety, or Farm and Ranch Safety Director, NDSU. Angie, my friend, thank you very much for popping on. I appreciate it. I'll try and make it out Saturday. Otherwise, I will see you at Big Iron. But thank you. Have a great day. Stay cool.
Yes.